Well, good morning, everybody. Home improvement aficionados, lovers of good radio. Haley.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, you're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And a ton of stuff we're going to cover today. We're going to be talking about grass cloth wallpaper.
Right, some pros and cons.
Pros and cons. I'm going to be interviewing Vanderwall Brothers. We're going to be talking about 2024 trends in outdoor spaces. What's big? What can you afford? What should you have? We're going to cover all of that. I'm going to ask the hard questions.
Yes.
And get the good answers. That's all coming up. But right now, we're going to talk, well, before we get to that, I want to talk about dealing with like stencils, stripes. You've got these things that you've painted on your walls, maybe murals.
Mm-hmm.
We put some questions out on Facebook or a post on Facebook asking for questions, listener questions. And I got one about how do you paint over a stencil?
Yeah.
I thought that's a good one. We're going to answer it.
It is.
Before we do that, I have to talk about something that's a little bit ridiculous, a lot ridiculous. So I threw,
Oh no, you're back.
I threw my back out. Yes, I threw my back out like a week and a half ago, and it's been misery ever since. Well, no, there was a brief span of time.
No, you got better.
Well, but first I got to explain. I threw my back out. Did I tell you how I did it in the first place?
Playing you said baseball.
Baseball, but not just playing baseball on the yard, you know, with the kids and being responsible at my age. I decided I'm going to show them that I can outperform them still. And so I am pitching as hard as I did not do hardly any warm-ups other than just warm my arm up. But I didn't stretch. I didn't do anything. Then we're fielding grounders, and I'm all over the place. And I was like a baseball god, really. A little chubby one.
Yeah.
But still, felt chubby. Anyway, the next morning I woke up just in intense pain, and I realized I had really done it to myself. So I went through about a week of it, and was pretty miserable. I mean, back pain, that's no joke.
No,
I
you're walking
stuff
around
on,
like a little old man, all hunched over.
And I'd look at things I dropped on the floor and I'd think,
it's not worth it.
How much do I really want that? So anyway, it goes on for about a week or so. And then I wake up one morning and I'm like healed. I'm all better. There's a slight twinge of it.
Sure.
But I am riding high. So we went for a walk, all the kids and I. And of course, because I'm riding this, you know, wave of just, I feel so great, I decide to do a ridiculous, silly walk. So I'm walking in front of the kids like I'm on a catwalk, like I'm a model.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like I'm imagining that I've got high heels on. Which I don't know why I'm doing that. Because it was funny.
Yeah.
They were laughing. But my hips, I don't know what to – they were flying from side to side. I was stepping right in front of my other foot. I know how to walk that catwalk. And I just nailed it. My hips were all over the place. And the next morning, I couldn't walk again. I have thrown my back out doing baseball, which is at least reasonable.
Yeah.
And now again –
that feels reasonable.
By overswinging my hips.
By doing a silly walk, I really only think that you, Dan –
well, the ladies in the condo place probably – the elderly women there probably.
You think they do silly walks?
No, I think they probably enjoyed my silly walk. They're not going to see it again. It was a one-time and out show. Anyway, I'm getting better, and I'm not going to do any more silly walks for a while until I'm fully healed. Let's talk about stencils on the wall. If you've done that before,
it's a hard
you've
transition.
Painted stencils, you've painted stripes, you've painted a mural, there's a really good chance that you've got raised edges of paint around those patterns, and a lot of times if you paint over that, without any kind of prep,
right?
You're just going to see
all that. Yeah, there's no getting around it.
How do you deal with it, Haley? What do we walk people through to help them get great results and give themselves a blank canvas again?
Yeah, it's tricky. It really should be a pretty big consideration before you decide to stencil, I would think, right off the bat. Remember that if you ever want to go over it again, you've got to do some serious prep work. And the first thing always is going to be cleaning, right? We've got to clean the walls. And we recommend things like TSB, Challenger, Spray 9, even Dawn dish soap can work. But the big thing is going to be sanding.
You want to clean it before you sand it.
Exactly.
Because if there is grime or whatever could be on your walls.
You're just going to sand it into them.
Right. Yeah. I'm not implying that anybody out there has grimy walls. I just know my children and their little greasy hands, and they like to touch everything. And I'm kind of greasy, too. And I'm a toucher.
So and I'm a toucher.
My fingerprints are all over my walls, too. If I start sanding that, I'm going to just grind all that in.
Yeah, it's a problem.
And that could be a problem down the road. So wash it really well. We mentioned all those degreasers. And then you've got to hit those areas with probably a 220 grit sandpaper mm-hmm. would be ideal. And just knock down all those edges, all those raised edges.
Yeah, and
where the pattern is.
Kind of go over it like with your eyes closed so that you can't see because your eyes will trick you, but just really try to feel afterwards and make sure all of those little ridges have been knocked down so that it just feels like a completely smooth surface again. That's what you're looking for.
I love the idea of people doing that and then their kids walking into the room.
What are you doing?
Yeah, just feeling the wall.
Mom is so weird.
So anyway, make sure those are knocked down. If you have a big space, you know, you did a lot of this. You could get, you know, there's drywall sanding pads that you can put on
an extension pole, right.
Stuff like that, and really work your way around that way. That'll ease it up a little bit. What do you think about like a little sander? How do you feel about that? I think that could be problematic. It could work well.
Yeah,
could be a little problematic.
Because you're not really removing, hopefully, that much texture that I'd be worried about you over sanding.
All right. Worried about me or just worried about people in general?
You.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Once you've got it sanded, you've got to wipe that area clean with a damp rag. And then at that point, you're ready for paint.
Yep.
And we'd recommend a good quality paint. And just honestly, I'd recommend going straight to paint. Paint is going to hide usually better than a primer will.
Yeah.
In this instance.
Right.
But if you've got a particular color, if you're going with a yellow, let's say, for your finish, the yellow will not hide very well. There's certain colors that just won't.
Right.
And in those situations, you'd probably be better off using that primer. It's going to be more inexpensive than doing three or four coats of finish paint with a yellow. I just hit it with a primer and hope for two coats with the yellow. What do you think?
Yeah, I think primer is definitely necessary in certain instances, and definitely talk to us about what is on the wall currently and how that color that you're choosing to go over it is going to perform for you. It's always a consideration no matter what you're dealing with.
Yeah, so bring in pictures. That will help us a lot to make the right recommendation. One last thing to consider is a lower sheen paint is going to just show less of a hidden stencil. So think about that. Optima matte. Repco Light makes Optima. You can get a matte finish, Regal, Aura, Scuff-X, any of those in a matte finish will still wash up really well.
But hide some of that texture.
Hide a lot of that. All right. It's time for a break. When we come back, we're talking outdoor spaces. That's next. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And you know, the weather's turned a corner, I'm hoping, and it's got me thinking about outdoor projects. And right now I'm in the studio with Chris Harkema from Vanderwall Brothers in Spring Lake and Grand Rapids. Chris, thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well,
an honor to be on your show.
It's an honor. I love that. Yep. That's great.
Yep.
You really know the right things to say. I don't even know how to respond to that. So, well, it's an honor to have you here as well.
Thank you very much.
And I'm excited to talk about some 2024 trends in outdoor spaces. But before we get to that, Vanderwall Brothers, you've been on the show before, but why don't you introduce the company one more time to our listeners? What do you guys do?
That sounds good. We're a 100-year-old company in the Spring Lake market. We've actually acquired a new property or new business, which was Heritage, formerly known as Heritage Fireplace in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. That is a major change for us here for 2024. We've actually incorporated that into the Vanderwall name now. You can find us on 29th Street in front of Watson's. But for 24, we're going to expand the showroom there into outdoor living spaces, bringing hardscape lines in, outdoor fireplaces. So you can easily stop in and take a look at, you know, what the new trends are, new colors, whatever decision you wanted to make on outdoor living space. We can help you out there.
All right. So you've got that in the Grand Rapids showroom and then your Spring Lake showroom.
Correct.
Slash.
Yep. Spring Lake showroom. If you haven't been there before, we have a lot of different products inside, and we have a large place outside to look at different hardscape lines, patios, pavers, retaining
right.
walls, and fireplace features. Yep.
So wherever you're located, you know, on the west side,
correct.
You can
correct.
Get the stuff by heading to Grand Rapids or Spring Lake, and I'm sure you guys can bounce stuff around if
correct.
You need to samples or something.
You want to come to those locations. We service probably from Ludington all the way down to the Michigan border, cover the west side of the state. So happy to help supply product for you, talk design, install on the fireplace side. And we have a lot of great great clients that can help design and install different products there too.
Awesome. And we'll get to all of that. We do have listeners on the east side of the state. We're broadcasting out there as well. And I will talk to you after the fact, just before you're out of here, to try to see if we've got connections that we can. I know it's not Vanderwall Brothers, yeah, but maybe you've got some recommendations.
We do.
For listeners out there. Yep. So everybody's covered. Anyway, this past weekend was a great example of great Michigan weather. You know, we make fun of Michigan weather a lot. You know, you wait around, or sometimes you sit through a week and you feel like you've lived through all the seasons. It's a fun thing to make fun of, but we really do get some beautiful weather. This past weekend, again, like I said, was a great example. And it really has to get a lot of us thinking that we want to do more outside. You know, I spent the entire weekend outside wishing I had a better outdoor space. And before we get to the trends, I really want to say right at the beginning, and I guess I'm curious about your input on this, Chris, if you agree or disagree. I'm assuming you're going to agree because you're a sales guy and you're going to want to agree to this. But I think that what you're going to talk about, outdoor spaces, I really think if you're a homeowner, no matter what your space looks like, a lot of this stuff can apply to you in some way. You may need to get creative in how you apply it, but there's something here to make whatever you've got, whatever, however small that might be, better, right?
Correct. We can we do a lot of different things from small patio sets to full outdoor kitchens. Just depends on your size and when what you're looking for. I know the conversation came up with this weekend, going out and having dinner, bringing people into your own home, the increasing costs, or with a little bit of inflation in there. We talk about the space, but more importantly, it's the people and the time you get to spend. So we're seeing a trend with people coming back home. Instead of spending the money going out for dinner, they bring them back home. The value there is great. And in the end, the food is wonderful. But it's the people. It's your friends.
Sure.
It's the time you get to spend. So we're seeing a lot of growth there and a lot of people calling.
All right. Mm-hmm. Digging into that. They want to stop spending the money out to eat and maybe invest that in their home. And that's going to pay off in the long run anyway.
Correct.
Making some of these big changes.
Increased value for your home. And
then you just got a better place to hang out. You know, my family doesn't. You know, I've got a deck, and I don't know what's wrong with it. There's something wrong with it. You know, it used to have flower boxes along all the edges, and it kind of gave it an enclosed feel. You know, it was a space. And I took those down because they were rotting. Previous owner built them. They were rotting. I took them down. I never put them back up. So now it's just completely open. But nobody feels quite comfortable there. And I'm not exactly sure why. So we ended up just sitting on the yard. We lay on the grass. But we got to create a better place.
Correct. It's a central location. You have a place to go, but there's not a place to sit and talk. We traditionally look at fire features, whether it's a wood set or gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place to sit around, have a conversation, maybe have a glass of wine. We also have some kitchenettes. Opportunities there where you can actually bring everything right outside. You can cook outside and then transition back and forth through the evening or day.
Yeah, I need to figure out something that we kind of gather around. The deck itself has given me the bones, but something's missing. I'll get into that and I'll figure it out. Let's talk about the trends that you're seeing. You already talked about the trend to just start looking at this. I mean, people were starting to do this. You know, this has been going back a while, that outdoor spaces have really, really blown up. But again, as inflation increases, as all of that's happening, we're seeing more and more of it. That's one trend. What are some of the other things that you're seeing? You mentioned a list of them to me. I'm going to just get you started. Pavers was the first one.
Correct. So a lot of times what we do, you talk about that central point where we have a central fire pit we can put together. It's a DIY program, and you can do that yourself. But also, we have to have a space to put your chairs around. You know, a lot of times people will put down a 10 by 10, 10 by 20 set of patio pavers. And it's just a great place to get out of the grass, have your little kitchenette, have your glass of wine, and just relax around that fire.
So you're seeing a lot of that. Now, one of the things I've been seeing when I dig into this is unusual colors. You know, and I don't, you know, we see a lot of stuff, you know, and we see that with paint too. We'll see, these new trendy colors, and it takes a while for it to hit West Michigan.
Correct.
Are there any changes in colors that you're seeing being popular? And another thing that I saw was changes in more unusual shapes than just squared off or rectangular pavers.
Yeah, correct. So what we're seeing in color-wise, the trend is actually trending back to brown.
Okay.
We're seeing a lot of earth tones, a lot of browns, a little bit of red mixed in with it. We're transitioning, it seems to me, out of the grays, the light grays, dark grays, and blacks. A lot more interest in those natural colors in both the walls and the pavers.
Okay, so that's interesting. Yep. That's interesting. Okay.
Multiple different patterns that are available. Multiple different colors, different textures. You can go from a smooth to a light texture to a heavy texture, and I think four or five different colors we can start to choose from and play with your wall color variation, texture variation, as well as paver.
All right. So when I talk about pavers, I come out to your place, you're going to show me just a ton of options.
Correct. There's a lot of options. It gets a little overwhelming to people at first, but once you start to talk through some of the questions, what your space looks like, how much size, are we going to just have foot traffic on it? We have some other products that you can actually have vehicular traffic. You just have to really dig into the property and what you want it to do, and we can help you with that. And once we go there, we can start to take some of the larger format out and go to a smaller format, or we can transition into a large format. So a traditional paver, you think, is a New Holland paver of 4x8. Mm-hmm. We can get up to 24x36. So if we've got walking paths, there's just a lot of options to choose. But you really have to look at your specific property and what you want to do. And we can help design that for you.
Okay.
And we'll streamline some of the decisions.
Okay. So you'll help design? You've got designers on staff, or you hook us up with somebody? How does that work?
We do some preliminary design inside. So we'll look at your space and start putting some ideas out there so you can start thinking about that. When it comes to outdoor landscape design, we have several people that they're professionals at it. They know space. They know how much room you should have. How much room do you have to have to have a set of Adirondack chairs? A lot of times people misjudge that size. It looks big until you put four chairs on it, and then there's nowhere to walk.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So the professional landscape designer really does come into play there on size, and he can help tie colors in. It depends on the grading as well.
So you'll help with all of that, or at least hook us up with that.
Correct. Yep.
And you guys will largely sell the materials, or do you do the installation?
Correct.
How does that work?
We're a material supplier, so we contract out install, or you can deal with it and talk to the contractor directly.
All right.
So, yeah, we are a manufacturer and a material supplier.
You can hook me up with an installer.
Correct. We have a list of qualified contractors that we work with every day. Mm-hmm. And if you have someone that you would like to work with, we're happy to reach out to them and work directly with them as well.
Okay. So the way that works, just to make sure I'm wrapping my brain around it, you're not going to necessarily just give me a list. You can make that connection for me.
Correct.
And just make all of that happen.
Correct. Yep. We do.
Or you can give me a list and I can kind of get the materials and pursue this on my own.
Correct. We do that every day. We work with several builders throughout West Michigan, building patios, doing outside features. We can do full masonry. Fireplaces outside, gas inserts outside. So there's a lot of logistics and design work that can be done directly with your builder and or your landscape contractor to just make the project simple for you.
Awesome. All right. I'm in the studio with Chris Harkema from Vanderwall Brothers out of Spring Lake and Grand Rapids. Chris, we're working our way through a list of 2024 trends you're seeing in outdoor spaces. And I anticipated that we were going to just fly through this list. And we have not. Can you wait with me over a break, and then we'll hit the rest of your list on the other side?
For sure.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute with Chris Harkema from Vanderwall Brothers. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. I'm in the studio with Chris Harkema from Vanderwall Brothers in Spring Lake and Grand Rapids. Chris, thanks for hanging with me over the break.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we spent last segment, you know, we had you introduce Vanderwall Brothers, all the things you do, and then you got started on a list of 2024 trends that you're seeing in outdoor spaces. We got through the first one, pavers, and I thought that was going to be just really quick because on your list, you know, you gave me this list ahead of time. It just said pavers. And I thought, what can there be about pavers? That'll be really fast, a fast point. Turns out that point took us a while to get through because there's a lot of options, a lot of things to consider. We covered a lot of ground. I want to get back to the rest of that list. The next thing that you had was walls. I'm thinking garden walls, retaining walls. What are you thinking here when you're talking about walls, and what are you seeing?
Correct. A little bit of both. Looking at your property and what your property has to offer will start to dictate the size of your patio. But we, if you want a bigger patio, we may need to bring that patio up.
Okay.
So we've got multiple different types of walls depending on how high we have to go and what the style is that you like. That will dictate where those things set. And then we also have a knee wall or sitting walls. So we can actually wrap that patio with the sitting area. Put a fire in the middle and have a sitting area on the outside.
I really think that's a really big thing. You know, we talked at in the first segment, I mentioned this deck that I had that had flower boxes that kind of created that half wall kind of a thing.
Correct.
And it gave it an enclosure feel. You know, even though we could see over it, and us, we're not tall people. We could still see over it. So it wasn't a big thing.
Right.
But it just made it feel like a place. Correct. And when I took those away, it just feels too open. I don't quite know what's wrong, but I think that's part of it. And so, yeah, I can imagine creating this patio space. Maybe that's only part of my solution. Maybe I need a little bit of something just to give it maybe a more cozy, a little more homey feel.
I would agree with you on that. Some of our freestanding or knee walls or garden walls that we look at actually can be incorporated into a small outdoor kitchen. We can take those units and build you a small kitchenette where we can drop in a charcoal grill or a little gas grill out there for you and just make it a full living space.
Wow, I like that, because you mentioned that one of the things you're seeing is a lot of people are saying, you know, with inflation and cost and expense, they don't want to eat out as much. They're going to have their friends and do all of that at home. You know, I'm not big. I don't have a lot of friends. So I don't know what that's like, but I'm imagining. I've seen movies. I know people do like to have other people over. And so you're saying you can create an entire, you know, kitchen area right there. So I don't have to have my friends, even if I had any, I don't have to have them in my house. Right? I can keep them all outside.
Correct.
Keep the mess contained.
Correct.
So is this a huge, crazy expense? I mean, that just seems like that's the world that rich people live in. No. Are there small versions for the poor like me?
The poor. Yeah. Again, it depends on your size of your project and living space and what you're trying to build there. And do they have to be large? No, they do not have to be large.
Okay.
Do they have to be completely encircled in walls? And they do not. I think the key component there is to find a space that fits in your property. It fits for your wants and needs. If you'd like to have a small fire feature, we can design that in. We can look at that. If you want to have a small kitchenette out there or a grill on the patio, we can do that as well. It just depends on, again, what your budget is and looking at what your space has to offer is what we can.
Well, I think that's great, and I'm making jokes about that, but I do think it's one of those things that I have written off as it's not for me. I can't do that, you know, my space. But everything you're saying is making me think, no, before I write something off, I should just go out. If I'm interested, I should stop out and ask some questions. You're not going to laugh me out of the showroom.
No.
You've probably got answers that will help me make this work in my place.
So what we do find is people come in and you see magazines and these beautiful, large outdoor spaces. And to take that on like with one job may be too much. So we can talk to you about maybe building a patio this season, and we'll put a knee wall next season and add a kitchenette the following season.
Oh, do it
so
in
we can
in
design
waves.
That in steps. So we can design that in steps where a landscape contractor can come out and do the work. And there's also certain ways we can do it where if you have a DIY, do it yourself. They can attack those projects as well.
All right. So a lot of good stuff. Definitely, if you're interested in stuff like that, stop out, start a conversation. We're working our way through a list of 2024 trends. I'm with Chris Harkema from Vanderwall Brothers in Spring Lake and Grand Rapids. The last one that you had on your list for trends, and then we had a couple other, some new things that you wanted to talk about, patio design. I think we've covered some of that, but where did you want to go with this?
We did. I think to reference what you said, you know, conversations are free. There is no charge to come in and talk to us about your plans and ideas, wants and needs, and we can help tie some budget work to that. So don't be scared of overwhelming cost. It really is not that expensive if you start to look at it over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do it yourself, save some of that on labor or what you're capable of, what you're not capable of. So we can help work through a lot of the design side as well as try and fit that into your budget.
Okay.
So we try and keep it simple. That's the way I was raised. Just keep it simple. And just take off the little bites that you can take.
All right. So we'll put links in the show notes if people want to reach out, and I'll let you give out your contact info, and I'll make sure that for the show notes, I've got some contacts on the east side of the state for people out there who are listening and want to get some answers.
We can put that in there for sure.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned as something new for you guys this year, county materials. What are you getting at with that?
Yeah, so County Materials is a manufacturer similar to us. They, they're on the other side of the lake shore. But we have formed an alliance on the hardscape side of the business. New sets of pavers, new colors, new ideas, new trends coming from a different state.
So they're based in Wisconsin then? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. They're almost sole manufacturer in Wisconsin. They cover the Chicago market. They ship and move product all the way actually into Colorado. So it's a fairly large company. We were looking for new retaining walls to manufacture, and we've partnered up with them. So we're going to do some manufacturing this side of the lake to cover the Michigan market. So they bring new colors, new opportunities for us as a company, as well as you as a customer. Beautiful new products.
All right. So are those in showroom in your showrooms now that we can see them, or when will they be there that we can see them?
They will be. We just signed that contract about a week ago. I would say within 2 weeks.
The ink's not even dry yet.
No, I just, like I said, we should see those products probably rolling in the next couple weeks.
All right.
So we're really excited to see that.
So that's county materials.
County materials.
All right. All right. Well, that's really interesting. And then you mentioned already at the beginning of the very first segment that we did, the other big change that you've got, and that's that the Grand Rapids outlet. I don't even know what
formerly formerly known as Heritage Fireplace. So, it is not new to us as a company, but we are now transitioning out of the Heritage name into the Vanderwall name, and with that change comes a huge change in our property there. We're just went in for site plan approval, and we're doing a huge outdoor landscape area for you to come and take a tour, take a look, see once what colors you like, what styles you like. So all those decisions, all those conversations that we're going to have, we can actually bring you out into our yard and start to look, and you can see what you may like or what you may not like. Thin veneer stone, pavers, retaining wall, knee walls. Again, we get into the fire features as well as outdoor burners.
And when we talk about fire features, I mean, you're still going to be doing indoor fireplaces, right? And,
yep.
And inserts. And that's how we first met you guys. We had Heritage Fireplace and Design in the studio years back. That's my first introduction. Then you guys bought them out. And we got to know you that way. But that's going to stay there, right?
Still correct. Oh, yeah. That has not changed. I don't mean to downplay that side. It's just I'm not responsible for that side. So we have a whole sister company in the fireplace design, install, interior, exterior, gas, wood, inserts, huge electric showroom in Spring Lake. So that's a whole nother segment of our business that unfortunately, Ken couldn't come today.
Yeah, we tried to make that happen.
We'll revisit that. So,
well, we'll do that because there's so many interesting things with that. And you don't just do outdoor stone. You've got stuff for inside, for pretty much anything. Definitely check them out. You can find them online. What's your website?
It's VanderwallBros.com.
VanderwallBros.com. That is super fun to say. Chris Harkema, if people want to get in touch with you, how's the best way to do that?
Well, you can always look at us at VanderwallBros.com. Google us. That will give you all the phone numbers that you need to call, depending on where you're coming from in West Michigan or anywhere in Michigan. And you can reach out to us online via email, call us. You can always stop in. We're open Saturdays from noon, 7 to noon. And we'd love to just have you come in and talk.
Definitely. You know, I think that's one of the big things that came up in the conversation is there were things that I've written off is just kind of out of my range or out of the scope of what my property offers. And I really don't think I should do that. If I'm really interested, I should have those conversations. And then with knowledge and information, I can write those things off if that's the case.
Correct.
But maybe I might find that I can pull it off. Who knows?
We will help you find a way to make that happen.
If that happens, we'll talk about it on air. Right. Dan actually made something work, and we'll talk about it. All right, Chris, I'm going to make sure that I get some contacts for the east side of the state, and I'll throw those in the show notes for our listeners out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
All right, we need to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about grass cloth wallpaper. Why in the world would you want it in the first place? Should you install it yourself? And where should you never install it? We've got all of those answers and more coming up next. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored
Not
by Benjamin Moore. And yes, we are leading with this, Haley. We started a conversation during the commercial break. My daughter got her hair cut. She had very long hair, got it cut quite a bit shorter. Haley asked,
like,
did she cry?
A foot shorter. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
It was a fair amount shorter.
A lot of hair.
Haley said, did she cry? I said, no, she didn't cry. It doesn't hurt to get your hair cut. Then she explained how women sometimes think about the big change with her hair. And the bigger thing that I thought was hilarious, Haley, you prefer to cut your own hair because the people who do it don't do it right enough. Is that what you were saying to me?
The length isn't always what I've tried to communicate what I want. Like, it's always just a little bit off. And so I'm always slightly disappointed. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But had I just done it myself, it would have been right. Or if it's wrong, then I can live with it a little bit easier. Like,
all right.
I did it to myself.
Well, I've never heard of anybody who really prefers to cut their own hair.
Yeah.
I always am disappointed after I get my hair cut, but it's really just the face that's left. I was always hoping there was going to be something different when they stepped away. Yeah, it's still me. Anyway, we're going to be answering some listener questions on this segment. A listener question. We got it from Facebook. Something we're going to be try to do more of. And this particular question is about wallpaper.
Right.
And we're going to zero in on a couple of the points. It was a big question. There was a lot of things covered. And we're going to get to the other parts of it in the future.
Yes.
But this listener starts by talking about the surge in popularity that wallpaper is seeing.
Which is true. We've been talking about it for a while, but I've definitely seen that reinforced in all the conversations I've had recently. Just about everyone is talking about somewhere to use wallpaper because of the impact it has.
Right. And yeah, we're still running into people. I believe it was you, Haley, who told me about somebody that asked you about wallpaper. Is this coming back? And you said it is. It's very popular right now. And I believe they thanked you for telling them that.
They were relieved because I think a lot of people probably have always secretly liked wallpaper, even when it was out of style. And they've been waiting for this
moment. I think
moment.
We like the idea of it. I think we always hated the taking it down.
Yes.
Putting it up was never fun.
Right.
And maybe the patterns weren't so great. There was a period of time where they maybe weren't.
Yeah.
But I think they spoke to the time. What people wanted
right.
at that moment. But the patterns are great. Installation is better than it used to be by a lot. And removal is way improved.
And costs have gone down in some ways. So I think that there's a lot of positives.
So we talked about the surge in popularity. Check. That was the first part of that question. Look at us working our way through. The second part that I wanted to focus on is the listener asked about grass cloth wallpaper and specifically wanted us to talk about where it can and can't be used.
Right.
So before we get to all of that, let's just start with grass cloth wallpaper. What is it?
Yeah, it's a natural wallpaper. You know, it's natural fibers and they're woven together and applied to a backing essentially. But, you know, like sisal is the most common. Jute can be used too.
Seagrass.
Right.
Bamboo. Hemp.
But all natural materials.
If you have hemp, it's probably not a question for the radio.
Like if your house catches on fire?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. That's a question for another day. That's grass cloth wallpaper. So all natural materials. So let's talk about some pros and cons. And let's start on the positive side. Natural materials and these natural variations that come with natural materials really can make for a cozy, sophisticated look.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really high-end product. It's not cheap. And I think what you're paying for is that really natural element that you're bringing into a space that just can't really be replicated by a synthetic material. You've got natural variations. You've got a really natural texture. I mean, even the smell. It smells like grass.
Right.
All of that ambiance.
And if it's burning. No. So you've got all of that. Those are all positives.
Right.
And I think another thing about it is that it works well in pretty much any aesthetic. I mean, you can really make it work in a lot of different.
Whether it's contemporary or traditional.
Yeah, a lot of different styles.
I think that that's, a huge positive. I think a lot of wallpapers really box you into a specific type of style.
Yeah, and I think there's the cool factor, the I have grass cloth wallpaper factor.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So all of those things are really positive. If you want to make a statement in a space, grass cloth will do that.
I agree.
How about some cons? And let's get back to that natural color variations thing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Right, because it's not like wallpaper where we're used to seams matching up so that they disappear. That's what we're used to. This is not ever going to happen with grass cloth.
Right. You'll see those seams.
Right.
But even the color variations can be inconsistent from roll to roll. It can be inconsistent within the roll.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be pretty big.
Almost think about this as paneling rather than wallpaper. I feel like that
would help
people.
With the natural look of how wood just does what wood's going to do.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got all of those things. Those are things that need to be considered. Grass cloth can be easily stained or damaged.
Yep.
So you've really got to be careful when installing it, even getting glues around it onto the surface of the paper.
Because it really can't be cleaned.
No, that can leave a stain and then you've got big problems. And because it is expensive, you'll be sad. And we don't want that. It shouldn't be installed in bathrooms or kitchens. It's just not friendly around water.
Right.
It absorbs water and can expand.
Stain.
It can stain.
It's pretty sensitive.
Pretty sensitive. Installation is tougher, not just for the other things that we talked about with not getting paste on the surface of it.
No, but it's a really heavy.
Yeah.
It's not a paper, right? It's grass cloth.
Right.
So it's really heavy, hard to cut through. And if you're not experienced with it, it can be really difficult.
Yeah, definitely that. It's a little bit on the pricey side. We talked about that. And there's a cat con for cat owners.
I thought this was very interesting. People say that the natural smell and texture of the grass cloth attracts cats and they really can't resist scratching it. So if you've got animals or cats in the home, you might consider putting this above, you know, wainscoting out of reach.
Make them work for it. If they're going to destroy it, they better at least work for it. So there are a lot of cons, and we get that. It feels like it's kind of weighted in that regard. But in the right place and installed by somebody who's worked with it before, you can really have great, amazing results.
Right. And it can't really be replicated by anything else. That's the point, right? If you want that look, this is how you get it.
Right. Now, because it is pricey, and because installation can be tricky, you could consider some alternate applications. Maybe put it in the backs of bookcases.
Right.
Some kind of display like that. Haley talked about above wainscoting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an option. If you don't have cats, below a chair rail, just something small. Smaller applications can still give you that wow factor without breaking the bank.
Yeah.
If you are going to be using grass cloth wallpaper, a few little simple tips. Make sure that because of those color variations, you're looking at your paper, all of your paper,
right,
before you start installing.
You've really got a plan here.
Yeah, plan that out. Start in the center of your focal wall and install out from there.
I'd really recommend hiring an installer that's experienced with grass paper specifically because it's just not super DIY friendly. And if you're hiring an installer that has used a lot of wallpaper but hasn't used this specific, it's really not like other wallpaper, so they need to have used it before successfully.
Yeah, definitely do that. And finally, a last point, if you want the look, but maybe want to ease up on some of the cons, consider a fake faux grass cloth.
I think they're
paper.
Getting better at synthetics, so it's definitely something to consider.
Definitely stop out at any of the Repco lights that carry wallpaper. We'll have a link in the show notes for which stores those are. Ask about it. They can point you in the right direction. All right, that's all the time we've got. We're going to wrap it up. If you want to catch this one again, you can find it online at repcolite.com. Whatever you do today, make sure paint's a part of it. I'm Dan Hansen.
I'm Haley Johnson. Thanks for listening.